You are listening to the Vital MX Post-Race Podcasts, presented by Decal Works.
Hey, Chase Sexton, Fox Raceway, 2-2 on the day, solid start to the championship. Obviously, you would have liked to win, but the second moto was kind of as good as a win in a way. Like, you were right there, there was nothing in it. If you had started ahead, I feel like it would have just been roles reversed. It was kind of that sort of situation on a one-line track.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, getting a whole shot would have made it a lot easier. I think for me, I really got started to feel a flow midway through and had some good lines. I just didn't think I had enough to really get by him. And I think to make a move, it would have been pretty aggressive or it would have been a little bit sketchy. So just playing it patient. It's going to be a long season. Obviously, you can't afford to lose too many points, but it is the first race. And with how my day went, I'll take 2-2 because it was not pretty today.
Were you actually banged up after that practice crash? Like, did that actually have an impact on you?
More banged up just emotionally. It was it's not great to start the day like that. Obviously my arm's pretty scraped up, but we're all good. It just kind of takes the hit to the ego and to the confidence a little bit when you hit the ground that hard. So for me, obviously was able to get back up and bounce back, and that's what's all about.
It took you a little while to get going in the first moto, but once you got going, you gained ground on Jet. You were 2 seconds faster than anyone on one of the laps, so it looked like you were going in that direction. Why did it take you a little while to kind of get out of a funk?
I just think it was honestly from this morning. Even before my crash, I was kind of just in a funk all day. I don't know what was going on. Just been a little bit, tired or whatever was going on. So I just, had to get out of that funk, had to get racing, get some good lines under my belt and good laps, and kind of broke free of that morning problem.
And last thing, because you've got to go, were you as happy with your bike today as you expected, or did it exceed expectations, or did you maybe realize that you have more work to do than you imagined?
Probably got more. I mean, I knew my bike wasn't in the best spot going into this race. It's really tough after coming from Supercross. Last year we had that extra week, which allowed me to test 1 week and then do motos 1 week and be a little bit more prepared. And then this year, it's a little bit more difficult too, because Jet, coming from the 250 class, was able to ride a lot, obviously, when they switched coasts. So last year we were all in the same boat because everyone was a 450 rider, and we all had to kind of make the best of what we had. And this year, obviously, Jet got a little bit of a head start, but I think that second moto got my outdoor feet back under me, and it's on now.
Dylan Frandis, Fox Raceway, obviously starting the season on a podium, which is nice coming from where you've come from, which is nowhere. Did you maybe expect more today, less, or is this kind of what you were hoping for?
I definitely expected less. The last few practices has been not really good. We've been struggling with the bike setup, so with this new chassis 2023, so Yamaha. So yeah, I wasn't expected at all, but yeah, we worked together with the team and we made everything we can to improve the bike, and between every session today, and obviously it worked.
It's obvious from your comments that adapting to the new bike has been harder than maybe you thought last September. So what is it that you're struggling with? What is it that you're struggling to get used to? What is it that you're struggling to fix?
Yeah, it's crazy because the old chassis, I was struggling in Supercross and felt great in Motocross. And that chassis is opposite. I felt better in Supercross and struggled in Motocross. So it's difficult. We need to learn about it and understand more the bike. But, you know, being alone also in the team doesn't help. I'm the only one doing the test. And, you know, we only can do so much. So it takes time. I think more we... race after race, we're going to learn and make progress. And I think if we can be in a good spot in the next few rounds, that would be great.
How far off were you with the bike today? Like, say, if 100% is you being completely happy with the bike, where were you? Or is it scary to say?
it's difficult to answer, but at some point, I felt like I was riding at 75% of what I can off my max, you know. But that 25%, you can only reach it by being confident on the bike and trust the bike and have a bike that fits you. So that's what we need to do now.
I guess in a way that's positive, because you went 3-3 and you know that you are riding at 75%, so you know that there's more to come. If anything, it would be more worrying if you went 3-3 and we were stood here going, yeah, that was 100%, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah, for sure, like you said, it's better to be this way, but it's also like I need to ride more. I didn't ride for 3 months after my crash in Daytona, so it takes time also to get back to the pace, to get back the fitness, everything. So it's a big situation where it's not it's me, the bike, everything, you know. So when we're gonna improve everything, I think we can have a chance to win.
Last thing, obviously you are a former champion, not that long ago as well. I think your podium percentage in 450s is 86, which is crazy high. Do you feel like people underestimate you? They maybe haven't you given you the credit that you deserve coming into this championship? I feel like maybe you've been forgotten a little bit.
I don't know. You know, I don't really read what people say. I don't really go on social media or motocross websites, so I'm not really aware of that. But yeah, I would also not put money on me before that run. You know, when you came from such a shitty injury like I had, the brain, you know, it's never easy. You never know it's always gonna come back. So yeah, I understand the people that were not really believing in me, but yeah. If you know me on my everyday basis, you know I do everything I can for win. So I don't want to say I deserve it, but yeah, my everyday is to be here on the box. You know.
Last thing, when you start riding again on Tuesday, what are you going to test? What's the first thing that you're going to experiment with?
I can't really tell you everything.
You can tell me.
No. We're going to have a meeting with the team and. We're gonna chat together, look at the motor on TV and see what we can improve. I know they already talked to me about some stuff, but yeah, we see it this week.
Cooper Webb, Fox Raceway. Obviously, this was a last-minute decision for you. So honestly, I didn't expect much. I thought maybe you'd get tired. I thought maybe you wouldn't be into it. But you looked racy. You had raw speed. You looked into it. This is really good, I guess.
Yeah, no, it really was great, man. I definitely surprised myself, and like you said, I made the decision last Thursday to race, and my first two motos since 2021 were Friday. So definitely not prepared by any means, but I was really happy with today. Like you said, the speed was there. I was racy. I felt really good in the first moto, and even the second one, I felt good until I didn't. Body's just not ready yet. You know, I think we'll get better as we get going, but I was really happy with today. Bike was good, speed was good, you know, overall fitness for today was my fourth and fifth moto, so overall it was a lot better than I was expecting, like you said, and I'm actually pretty stoked for today.
From what I hear from some of my inside sources on your team, before the Nashville crash you hadn't actually done much outdoor testing, so I'm guessing you're behind as far as bike setup, or did you just bring Jeffrey and get him to fill you in?
I don't know if anybody can ride Jeffrey's settings, but yeah, before Nashville, the plan was to not race pro motocross, so it was very last minute. I mean, I just signed my contract to do it yesterday, so very last minute. And yeah, like you said, I mean, I rode last summer, but, you know, the longest moto I probably did was 20, 25 minutes, so it's been a long time. But I just, you know, after the injury and seeing how Supercross unwinded, I don't know. I just wanted to race and see where I stacked up, and I knew it wasn't going to be easy. It was going to be a challenge, and it still will be, but I just felt like I could be somewhat competitive, and you know, I just took advantage of that, and just like I said, want to race into shape and get better as the season goes on.
I feel like it's a bit weird because everyone's branded you a Supercross guy, and I'm sure even in your own head you start to believe it. But your outdoor career is actually pretty solid. Like, you've been fastest qualifier outdoors more than in Supercross. So, I guess it's sometimes tough to believe even in yourself that you're an outdoor guy, but you actually are.
No, for sure. I mean, like I said, there's obviously moments. I've won the one race at Millville and been on the podium a few times, and a lot of fourths and fifths, unfortunately, like today. But, yeah, I mean, I definitely have it in there, and that's why I wanted to get back to it, you know. I'm not officially ready to be Supercross only, so I want to have some base built this year and, you know, just have good moto finishes. Like I said, I feel like I can be on the podium this summer, and that's see where we'll lead at the end.
Two more quick things, just to clarify this. I'm sure this wasn't 100% your decision to race this, but you at least had some input. Like, it's not like you're here with handcuffs against your will.
No, absolutely not. It was me and KTM's mutual decision. Like I said, I was planning on doing Supercross all year, but that didn't happen. So now it was last minute to do this, but I'm glad I did it. And like I said, I had the option to not race, and I wanted to, you know, race. And obviously, for me, the SMX is something I feel like I can win. So I want to put myself in a good position for that and just have good results this summer.
And last thing, what's one thing that you learned about your bike today that you want to fix? Something that maybe caught you off guard? One thing that you're leaving with that you're like, right, step one, address that?
I'm actually quite happy, to be honest. The team worked really hard, and I got some stuff that I had been pushing for, and I'm pretty happy with it, to be honest. I'm not ready yet, you know, is the bottom line. And like I said, I think today showed, like, speed was good, and first moto for me was really good. Second moto till about halfway was really good. So Paula's a tricky one. I don't know if anything feels good here, to be honest. So, yeah, we'll see. I'm actually pretty happy. I mean, a few little things, you know, like we'll try a tire this week and some engine hangers, just little stuff like that. But overall, I'm really happy with our setup so far.
Yeah, Aaron Plessinger, Fox Raceway, 5-4 on the day. And boy, did you make that hard work. There's been a lot of 5-4s that are quite easy, quite boring days. That was a lot of work, and you didn't even get to taste champagne, which I'm sure you're a bit pissed about.
It was definitely an up and down day, to say the least. Went down 2 times in the first moto, and was in a really good position to maybe get third in that first moto, and then obviously me and Dylan had a really, really good battle that whole second moto, felt like. And then he just kind of got the better of me at the end. I ran into some lappers, and then it was just a gnarly track, and he was kind of riding with eyes in the back of his head, and he rode smart today, so he definitely earned it. But I definitely think I can be up there running with those guys up front in the top two. I just got to get better starts and just execute some things better, stay off the ground a little bit more, and not taste it so much.
If we're back to getting better starts, is this a starting like a chicken thing again, like it was in Supercross, or are we moving into a different problem now?
I feel like now it's just execution. The nerves are out of the way. We're halfway through the whole season now, and I think it's just execution. I definitely got good jumps today, but I also, you know, maybe didn't choose the best gate or didn't line up in the best spot to kind of capitalize on that second corner. So just learning, and I think, you know, fourth place on the day to start off the season, it's good. I'm happy with it, and I think we'll only get better from here. I like Fox Raceway, but I'm not like a fan of, you know, the West Coast style tracks. So I like the bigger bumps, the long soft ruts. So I'm gonna get through Hangtown. Hopefully, I've been on the podium there a couple times, and hopefully when we go to Colorado, I'll be, you know, up on the podium.
I know you were happy with your bike, but Coop basically did no outdoor testing. Yeah. Obviously, Marvin's hurt, and then you missed a couple of weeks there. So did you actually get much bike time in before outdoors testing wise, or are you kind of in a work as you go situation?
Kind of. I mean, I got some time. You know, I got more time than my teammate did. But realistically, this is like my 7th and 8th, probably 6th and 7th moto that I've done.
Really? That's it?
Yeah. I mean, I took that whole week off after Seattle. So I didn't get really much in, and then we rode one day getting ready for whatever the round was after the break, and then I crashed at New Jersey, and then that took me out for like, I don't even know how long. I didn't ride. I know that whole next week I didn't ride. I tried to ride that next week, and then I got my first two solid motos in probably before like Salt Lake or something like that, or yeah, Salt Lake, and then yeah, I came out here and then I've been trying to get them in, but it's been tough. It's just like injury riddled, like I don't know. Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure this is like 7th and 8th or 6th and 7th. I know that.
Last thing, I know you mentioned on the podium that the team have done a great job with the bike now versus where you were at a year ago. What's the biggest thing that's improved from where you were a year ago to now?
Just overall suspension-wise.
It's everything, isn't it? That one just suspension can change the whole bike.
Dude, yeah. And for me, it's like I'm a balanced kind of guy. So the bike can pretty much do what it wants if my balance is right. And we kind of had to figure each other out at first, and they didn't really know what I liked, and I didn't really know what I liked on the KTM, and we had to figure that out. So we've definitely done our homework this year, and they've really came out with some good stuff, and I'm really pumped on the bike. I think we got some stuff to try this week, and maybe that'll make me even happier.
Adam Cincerello, Fox Raceway, 6-7 today. I'm sure maybe you would have wanted to be in the top five, but consistent start to the season, solid points on the board. Obviously, you went down early in Moto2, so it came back pretty well. Solid, consistent day to start.
Yeah, I was happy with my... Well, which mic am I using?
Podcast video.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I felt good about my pace in the beginning of the first moto. It was good. Ran in a little bit too deep on the start. Normally the first couple turns, like, that's my strength, and I feel like I got off the gate good today, but I didn't really execute in the first two turns. Obviously crashed in the second turn, and the second moto had to come from last, but it's good practice for me. I think in general this isn't my favorite track anyway, and it's a bit choppy, a bit difficult for me towards the end of those, or kind of all day to be real with you. But we had a good qualifying time, and two consistent motos. Obviously, we're the last factory rider, which is never fun. I'm aware of the situation, but doing my best every lap to work on the things I can and control what I can control.
Obviously, you haven't raced outdoors in a while, so did it surprise you just how rough the track got? Like, did anything about today kind of catch you off guard?
Not really, Lewis. I've been out here 10 years now, man. No, I have, actually.
Yeah.
It's been 10 years. I mean, yeah, no, it's really, it's funny. No, it didn't catch me off guard. I mean, this place is always like this choppy. I thought a few of the new sections were a bit strange after the big wall in the back, the right left before the step down there. That's like one line.
A bit Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. And then the right hander, we used to go up the hill, and it was like at the base of the hill.
Yeah.
It's one rut all day long. So I don't know. I didn't really like those changes. And here they always till it so deep. I feel like the track doesn't really ever open up, you know. But I've won here before, so I think I can say that, right? Like, yeah. I can get away with that.
You can say whatever you want.
Okay, yeah, sweet.
Yeah, this surprises me. I come from a land where we don't have 2-minute 30 tracks, so this felt like an enduro to me. 2-minute 30 track and like one line the entire way. I don't really understand how that happens. But I guess, like you say, it's track prep.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think towards the end of the day when it dries up, you have but I think the muddiest sections in the morning, the end of the second moto was the only time we were using those lines. So it's actually pretty amazing that it can make it all day. But this place always has to start off really wet in order for it to have any type of moisture in it throughout the day. So they do a good job considering what we're working with.
Two more quick things. Cool stat that I uncovered this week. You've qualified inside of the top three at all of your 450 outdoor races except for one, and that one was a fourth. So I like that. I feel like that's a good number. Nice little thing to have in your pocket. Obviously, you continued the streak today. I'm sure you'd rather points and trophies, but still, it's a nice stat.
I don't think I would still have a job if I didn't have that in the back pocket, man.
Well, just put that in the back pocket, and next time you need to bring it out.
It's always there. It's all. But hey, I put in a pretty good lap this morning. I got to find 3 seconds a lap, dude. I told Jed, I'm like, you got to be kidding me, bro. Slow down. But no, that was cool.
Yeah, and last thing, what is it that you learned about the bike today that you need to fix to get better? What are you going to address this week?
Well, I normally run my bike like insanely stiff outdoors, especially the front. And I have to ride the bike really different now. So it's quite a bit softer than I've ever than I've ever run it. So I have to ride it a bit differently. Not so, I normally am really fast into the turns and pretty hard on the brakes, and now I'm trying to be more coasty, more light on the bike. So yeah, I think just getting used to that, and kind of, you know, when you set up a bike like that, you got to ride it differently. And I think as the season goes on, I'll be a bit better at that.
RJ Hampshire, Fox Raceway, great day. In a way, first moto was brilliant, speed was good all day. Obviously, it sucks that you didn't win the overall, because you were definitely capable of that. But it's round one, there's a long way to go, and you've kind of proven to yourself and everyone that you're in this thing.
Yeah, man, I'm stoked on where we're at. Like, this team worked hard to give me a bike that's competitive on the weekends, and we're there. I mean, today was like a 1-1 day. I had the speed, I had the confidence to be able to do it, and I botched that second moto start. And I mean, it wasn't even that bad, and then it's just, dude, it's mayhem back there. And tried to check up and took my front wheel out, and then got up, passed a bunch of guys, and I still think I might have had a top five in me even after that. And then another guy got Harry in the back and cleaned me out going up the hill. And dude, at that point I'm last by a distance, so it's like, all right, let's try to do what we can. But man, I'm more stoked on how I felt that second moto than how I felt the first moto, because man, that second moto coming through the pack, like I felt good on my bike. Like, dude, I don't know the times or anything like that, but I felt like I was moving, you know, and like I was trying lines that were ridiculous. But heck, I'll take it. Round one podium. I haven't done that yet either, so I think we're still in this thing.
Was it easier coming through the field in the second moto than you maybe imagined? Like, when you got up for the second time on lap one, were you thinking to yourself, like, this is fucked? And then you're like, fuck, this is actually coming quite easy.
Well, I knew, like, the first moto, I managed that really well, and I felt like I could have dropped a couple seconds right away. Like, I was just managing the moto. I wasn't taking risks. So I knew my speed in that one was good with where I was at, so I knew I could drop it. I didn't know I still would have had a shot at a podium. And even after, like, I don't know if they showed it again, but I made it up to 10th, tried to pass Moseman for 9th, went down again, and then I went back to, you know, 12th or whatever it was. And like, that was just so draining. And then, like, I seen a pit board, and it was like, hey, you need those two, like, for a podium. So I'm, damn it, like let's figure this thing out. And made a couple of good passes again, but man, I don't even, so I probably passed, I'd say I had 50 guys in that moto, because I mean, I passed a bunch to get up to where I was, then I went down back to last, and then 30 guys. Like, dude, it was hectic. But hey, I wish I had a helmet came on, because I had some pretty sick, sketchy, close passes. I mean, it was cool though.
Yeah, you can make some money from a helmet cam deal as well.
Not anymore.
No, that's true. Yeah, that's true. I guess in a way, like, this is the best day for your confidence, because you won Moto1 going away, so you know you can do that. And then you also came through really well in Moto2, so you know you can do that. So, like, whatever Hangtown throws at you, whether that's a 40th place start or a first place start, you know you're good.
Yeah, I need to be better on my starts, and I'm going to figure those out this week. Like, I'm more pissed at myself that, like, you know, we changed a lot literally yesterday trying to come here, and just trying to figure out where the power is best and things like that. And like, I'm sitting on the line, and I was trying to think and feel where we were at, and man, I didn't get to the sweet spot, and I wheelied right away. And yeah, man, it's a bummer, because whenever days like this, when you feel like that and you have that type of speed, you need to take advantage of that. And instead, I lost 10 points to a guy that's, you know, the favorite to win the championship today. But I get better as this series goes on, so expect better from myself next weekend. Expect better starts, and man, I'm excited. Like, it's a third today with a one whatever, but man, I'm stoked on where we're at.
Last thing, when you did your practice start this morning, before practice, did you then realize that you didn't really know where that sweet spot was for the start? Like, did you kind of exit that session going, okay, I need to get my head around this? Like, did you identify the problem that early on?
Yeah, I mean, I can find the sweet spot when there's not 39 bikes around me. But that's the thing. It's like, whenever you're trying to find it, and it's so hard to get that feel whenever you can't hear anything, because all you hear is just the rev limit from everybody else. And that's where I needed to be better, either have better feel or light or something that, you know, kind of...
Yeah, do you not have a little RPM dash thing?
I will next weekend, I think. So
that is the move.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah. So I'm gonna try that and see if I can get my starts more consistent. Because man, I, like I said, today was positive, but I also gave up a lot of points that I shouldn't have. And it's all right, though, man. I'm not bummed on it. Like I said, we'll keep grinding. Guys from Austria here this week, so do some more testing, kind of talk about that little light that we're needing. They were stoked, though, man. That was cool because, like, they busted their ass to come over here, and they just got here this week, and it was like, look, you know, we're going to give you the best we got. And that first moto was, like, a huge just, like, thank you. Like thank you guys for just believing in me and giving me the, you know, platform to go out there and do that. Because, man, it's been so many years of just, like, battling and ups and downs. And, hey, but we're going to have a killer season this year.
Yeah, let's end on that because you have done some interviews in the past that haven't been received very well by your employers.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's just acknowledge that you made requests. You kind of worked together to find a sweet spot for outdoors, and clearly it works. They're stoked, you're stoked. It's a very happy marriage right now.
I haven't, this is probably my least favorite track,
yeah.
And I it doesn't show on paper, but I felt like I was the better guy today, and I'll take that as a win.
And so would I.
Yeah, yeah. So, like I said, they're here this week, get some more time, kind of, like, dude, those guys are gnarly, and I can tell, you know, what, they're able to give me whatever I want, and that's cool to see. Like, man, the belief they had in me this year has been unreal, so I'm going to get back in this championship. You know, I truthfully feel like I have a shot at this thing.
Tom Vial, Fox Raceway, fourth overall today, I think, which is a solid debut. Qualifying was a bit shaky, but you turned up in both motos. Moto 1 was a little bit hard. Second moto was solid. So overall, all positive, and I think it's a good start.
Yeah, difficult start. To be honest, I don't know if many people know, I had quite a big crash in the practice. That's why I was like 15 or 16 in the time practice. I hurt a lot my muscle on my calves, on my left calves. So I still have a little bit of pain, but anyway, I went through. First moto, I struggled a little bit with, to be honest, I mean, myself also, but we went wrong a little bit with the suspension, so I couldn't ride. I mean, I was third, and I was riding, like, I didn't even ride. So I went back to 7, which was quite far off, of course, but second moto, we made some change on the bike and was way better. I'm pretty happy I had 2 good starts, so that for the future will help a lot. And finished third, so was good, like with the crash in the morning, and I'm a little bit sick also for my nose, so yeah, it was overall, okay start of the season, yeah.
Did this feel like a GP to you, or did it feel like something completely different and all new, or did it kind of feel similar at least?
You know, like you know it, but with the COVID, I did 2 seasons with only 1 day format. I was champion with only 1 day format. So I like it, actually. It's pretty nice, you know, in GP you ride on Saturday, it's long and not for nothing, but now they put points on the quali race, but yeah, you ride not so much for only Sunday counts, you know, so here it's pretty nice, you come, you do 2 practice and then straight to the moto, and it's pretty cool, I think. So yeah, it's pretty nice.
You say that you went the wrong way with suspension in Moto 1. Were you trying to set your bike up like a GP bike?
Yeah, actually, I try, of course. You know, I don't have so much experience like to switch between Supercross and Motocross. So I went on the base a little bit from GPs. And the things in the morning is pretty fast, the track. And we come to the first moto and it's super rough. Like, to be honest, I didn't see so much track in my life. So bumpy and so rough, just like really rough. And the speed went a lot slower, so I had to fuck too hard a little bit. So we make some adjustments, second moto, and pretty happy, was way better. And really looking forward for Hankton next weekend.
Can you compare this to any GP that you've raced in your career? Any, the track conditions, the vibe, anything?
To be honest, like in Europe, I think my worst track is Mantova. I never liked that track, and it looks a lot the same. The only difference is much faster, so it's more sketchy, to be honest. But look a little bit the same as Mantova, like it's not even dirt, it's a little bit sandy with sharp bump, and it's tough. Like the track was really bad, to be honest. They actually don't touch from the morning till the last moto. They only fix the takeoff from the jump, but was really rough.
Yeah, you're right, it's kind of like Mantova soil with Turkey layout.
To be honest, yeah, a little bit the same. The type of dirt is not even dirt, it's a little bit sandy, and the bump get really sharp.
Last thing, obviously you are a world champion, you know you can win outdoors, so I'm guessing your goal for this year is to win the title. That's what you believe you're capable of.
Yeah, to be honest, like I said, I didn't know what to expect. Never ride with those guys. So we finished the first day. I know now a little bit how they ride, the speed, and I didn't know much, you know. So with the crash on the practice, I'm a little bit sick. I hope next weekend will be much better. And yeah, we can do something good. I think it was an okay day. It was not my best day. I think I can only get better results. So we lost 10 points from Hunter. I think he's first with 10 points or something. So it's not much, and we're going to walk from there.
Yeah, Michael Mosman, Fox Raceway. The second moto is something for you to build on, and it has been a long time since you could say that. So I'm guessing that just having momentum on your side is nice. That's the biggest thing to take away.
Man, that is such a great perspective to have. I would say that's exactly the case. And, you know, we have something to build off. I think we learned a lot today. Made a lot of progress on the bike. I thought second moto, I'm riding faster, but my heart rate was lower. And so, like, that just shows that it was easier for me. It was easier on the bike. And I think that it's something we can build off for sure.
Are you actually ready for this? Like, are you behind the eight ball? I don't know what you've been up to since Daytona.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But are you coming in here, like, all guns blazing, 110% ready?
You know, I think that I'm having to be a little bit more real with myself as well. And just realizing that, like, I've had a pretty rough little, rough year. Like, since the beginning of outdoors last year, that's kind of the last time when I was really firing at my best. And then towards the end of outdoors, having a couple injuries, and then broke the neck, and then take time off, and then come back. And then even my off season, I had injuries that no one really knew about. And so it's just been a little bit to gain some momentum. And I think that it is going to take a little bit more time than I was hoping for. You know, you hope that you hope you just come in and light it up, but it wasn't the case. So I do believe that it can come back rather quick, and I believe that it's going to. So I'm hopeful.
Is this about what you expected to achieve today, or did you maybe have higher expectations in mind?
Absolutely not. I got 15th place today. That was absolutely terrible. Very disappointing, and not something I'm, you know, celebrating by any means. I think
we'll focus on the second moto.
Yeah, I think there's moments, you know, there's moments that we can build on, but in total, I was hoping, you know, top five, you know, and I think that on a bad day, that's where I'd hope to be. So, but it is what it is, and we're gonna build on it. So, I'll be there soon.
Last thing, through all of the rough times the last year, like you say, how have you kept yourself on an even keel, feeling positive, feeling happy? Obviously, that's hard to do. So how have you maintained that?
Yeah, I think that, you know, you see me here now and I am positive and I am looking forward to the season. And I am thinking that I know this is going to build and we're going to get somewhere. But there was times where it didn't feel that way. And there's times where it's like, man, you're sick of getting injured, sick of crashing. What is going on? Why can't I fix this? And I think it's just been learning, and I've learned about some new things that I feel like can address some of the issues that I've been having. And so that gives me hope that what has been doesn't have to be forever, and that I can win races and I can eliminate mistakes and I can perform at the highest level. So it's kind of, yeah, just learning new things, you know. That I think that in life in general, I mean, I'll go on a little rant now. In life in general, right, when you're not learning and you're not, like, trying and you're not, you know, getting those, oh, man, maybe this will make a difference, it's easy to really go on a downward trend. And so sometimes just learning a new thing that can help, even if it might not be the absolute key, you know, the thing that's going to solve it, it's like, in my experience, just learning throughout the process helps keep me going.